It was a school trip to Cologne, and it appears that we've heard that there's a fatality and that the coach driver may well have died. And so our very first thoughts go to his family and, of course, him and anyone else who is seriously injured on the coach. There are 34 students on the trip. They're mostly aged between 13 and 14, and there are six teachers on the coach. It's a very slowly emerging picture, and we were told initially that the coach had left the motorway, and that's all we knew. And so we tried to get as many of our teachers into school as possible to communicate with parents. By the time we managed to convene in school at about 9:30, a more accurate picture was emerging. The first sign seemed to be that all the children had been safely evacuated from the coach and were being looked after very well. We've subsequently heard that some members of staff have minor injuries and some children have minor injuries as well. And obviously we're monitoring the situation very carefully and communicating as well as we can with parents. And some of the parents, I have to say, have been fantastic in the fact that they've been helping with that communication. We've spoken to all the parents of children on the trip. They are getting information via mobile phones from their children in Belgium as well.
You mentioned there that some have minor injuries. Do we know any more about regarding the extent of those injuries?
No, we don't yet, no. I know that some parents are very concerned and they're driving out to see their children. I have three members of staff who are also driving out just to support the staff who are actually there. And the sooner they can get down and report back, the better.
Are there any of the pupils or indeed staff that are in hospital?
There are three children in hospital. We don't know the full extent of their injuries. I know that one boy has a head injury which is being monitored very carefully.
And I know it's very early days at this stage, but have you spoke to any of the teachers or any of the pupils yourself?
I've spoken to the lead teacher on the trip. He is in hospital. I think he broke his collarbone, but seemed in as good a shape as could be expected. And he's communicating very effectively with us at the moment.
And any more information regarding what they think happened? Because, of course, it left here very early this morning.
No, none whatsoever. We've had some information from BBC News, but that's all we've got. And the information from the BBC News feed seems to indicate that it may have hit a bridge.